What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, 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 you guys know I'm not going to pass up on this opportunity. Yeah, an entire country fucked around and found out. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Colombia, Colombia, Colombia. Now, this article was published on the 26th of January. Trump holds off on imposing tariffs on Colombia after deal reached on deportation flights. Yeah, gentlemen, this story, everybody knows it. However, Colombia decided to try to test new America's gangster, and it did not go well for them. President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs and sanctions he threatened on Colombia after Colombian President Gustavo Petro agreed to the quote-unquote unrestricted acceptance of U.S. military flights deporting Colombian migrants, the White House said. The agreement came after a feud Sunday between the U.S. and Colombia over Trump's mass deportations of migrants that risked becoming a trade war as soon as both sides promised new tariffs on goods coming from the other country. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Colombia agreed to quote unquote all of President Trump's terms, including accepting Colombian migrants returned from the United States on U.S. military aircraft. Yeah, he had no choice. What was he really going to do? Now, on the world stage, President Petro looks like he completely bitched up. And you know, that's going to look real bad for him. No, scratch that. That's going to be real bad for him down the line. Based on this agreement, the fully drafted IEEPA tariffs and sanctions will be held in reserve and not signed unless Colombia fails to honor this agreement, Leavitt said in a statement late Sunday. The deportation showdown started Sunday morning after Petro accused the Trump administration of treating Colombian migrants, quote unquote, like criminals, pointing to images of handcuffed detainees. Well, first and foremost, illegal means against the law. So, under normal circumstances, when you do something that is illegal, you are by definition a criminal. He said his country won't accept deportation flights from the U.S. unless migrants are treated with the dignity that a human being deserves. Well, first and foremost, if they came through the right way, then guess what? They would have been welcomed with open arms, but they didn't. They came through illegally. So, once again, the word illegal means criminal. After learning of two repatriation flights that weren't allowed to land in Colombia, Trump said he would immediately place 25% tariffs on all goods coming into the United States from the South American country and raise it to 50% after 1 week. Yeah, yeah. That's how you fuck somebody up. Fuck up their money. And that's exactly what President Trump was going to do. Oh, y'all want to fuck around and say y'all not going to take these people back? Okay. You want to test our gangster? All right, fine. We just going to fuck up your economy. Yeah. We ain't got to go to war with you. We'll just fuck up your economy. See how you like that. These measures are just the beginning, Trump said in a post on Truth Social earlier Sunday. We will not allow the Colombian government to violate its legal obligations with regard to the acceptance and return of the criminals they forced into the United States. Yep, Trump was definitely right on that one. Now remember, back when he said that these countries were not sending their best, oh, how people had a field day on that one. Oh my God, he's talking bad about migrants. Well, he wasn't wrong then. He's not wrong now. Trump also announced the immediate revocation of visas and a travel ban to the United States for Colombian government officials and their allies and supporters, along with heightened customs and border protection inspections of all Colombian nationals and cargo on national security grounds. See, Colombia didn't have the means to do that to Americans that were going to Colombia. See, that's the big difference. Levitt said the visa restrictions and enhanced inspections will remain in effect until the first plane load of Colombian deportees is returned to Colombia. Shortly after Trump's tariff threats, Petro said he would provide a presidential plane for the quote-unquote dignified return of Colombian migrants who face deportations from the U.S. Petro said he ordered his trade minister to increase Colombian tariffs on U.S. goods by 25%. The tit-for-tat came as Trump seeks to act aggressively on his promise of mass deportations of illegal immigrants in the country. During his first week of office, Trump declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border and ordered U.S. troops to help carry out deportations. President Trump has made it clear that under his administration, America will no longer be lied to nor taken advantage of. It is the responsibility of each nation to take back their citizens who are here illegally present in the United States in a serious and expeditious manner, Rubio said. Colombian President Petro has authorized flights and provided all needed authorizations and then canceled his authorization when the planes were in the air, Rubio said. As demonstrated by today's actions, we are unwavering in our commitment to end illegal immigration and bolster America's border security. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. Oh, yeah. Colombia was the first ones to say, okay, we're not going to do this. What you going to do? Trump said, oh, I got something for that ass. Tariffs going to fuck your economy up. Oh, man. Guess who else is going to be coming up next? I guarantee you, Venezuela. And we all know the fucked up state that Venezuela's in right now. I don't think they're going to be able to try to pull the same thing that Colombia did. Yeah, right. No. Now, speaking of immigration, you know, the meat sack actually did everything that she was supposed to do. Now, that's one person who, if you had mentioned the word illegal immigrants, yeah, she gets hot under the collar because we did everything we were supposed to do. We did it legally, even though we got married in Japan. We still did everything legally from step one. She waited her time. We paid all the fees. And she took the oath, which ironically, when she got sworn in to be a legal citizen here, she got sworn in under Trump's last presidency. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious. And she was the only Japanese person there. But still, yeah, she gets hot under the collar when it comes to illegal immigration. And I don't blame her. And I do too, because we did everything the right way. We paid all the money. She waited her time. Yeah. However, this also makes me think about a particular loophole that really needs to be shut down. And that is foreign women coming to America and faking a domestic violation case for an automatic green card. No. That loophole definitely needs to be shut down. Mm-hmm. Especially when there's no evidence. Now, if there is 100% evidence that some abuse did go on, then I say, okay, in that case, let them have it. But a lot of the times it's, oh, you know what? They talk to the grapevine through other women and they say, yeah, you know what? Say he did something to you and then boom, you get your green card that much faster. Nah, that loophole needs to go the fuck away. Just saying. But yeah, all in all, Colombia fucked around and found out. New America is not playing. These illegals, they gotta go. Like Tom Hoban said, the worst are going first. And I find that absolutely fascinating. Yeah. And to close this out, what really needs to happen, there really needs to be examples made out of elected officials who would stand in the way of enforcement of, you know, immigration policies. Any official who would stand in the way of ICE executing their mission, they need to be put in handcuffs. They need to be perp walked. They need to be made an example out of. We all know about that school in Chicago that put out that fake article about ICE agents when it was actually the Secret Service. In my humble opinion, every single one of those people who stood in the way of the Secret Service should be rounded up and put in handcuffs. Yeah, I would love to see this. I would truly love to see this. Mayor Frohawk, Brandon Johnson, oh, I would love to see him in handcuffs. Why? Because here are the two charges that will be able to stick. One, obstruction of justice, or two, aiding and abetting known criminals. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So hopefully Trump will put in place measures to say, okay, if you are knowingly hiding or helping known illegals, then guess what? You're going in handcuffs too. You're going to be perp walked. And guess what? I find it absolutely delicious if that happens. Yeah, these people need to be made an example of. You're not going to stop this. And if you want to stand in the way, guess what? You can go into a cell just like the illegals. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What is your opinion on illegals and how bad they've done and how bad they're fucking up the country. Yeah, not one person on the Democratic side ever mentioned Laken Riley or the other young woman or all the others women that were affected and had things done to them by the illegals. So guess what? You know what? Now the cleansing process has begun. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.